Wild Card Wednesday continues. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. Any song, any artist. We got three requests for that on Wild Card Wednesday. Eric, 815 area code, and Fly Jam Bob all requested that one in honor of this being my birthday. And now people are coming into the room here. Let me turn on some microphones for you. How is the show going to run if you're in here? Dan, because, you know, your show is...
We might not have weather and traffic, I can tell you that much.
There was a nice light show happening out here. I don't know if you guys saw it. You saw it, right, Vic?
Yeah, Esmeralda and I both, checking out. She's actually seeing it on the camera in the sports window.
I can see it through the camera.
You can.
You can see the flashes.
Yeah. Well, it's good. Okay. It's not coming down real hard. Okay, you guys, this was not necessary.
Yes.
At all.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Tough
all right.
Bleak.
Well, how are we doing this now, then?
All right. So we'll do one thing from all of us, and then Vic so he can get back to work, and then we'll do Esmeralda so she can get back to work, and then last. So, all right. You are not a person who likes sweets.
No.
So we did not get you a cake.
Okay.
So instead, what we did was we got you 5 cans of Pringles. So that is one for every decade.
And then you
do have one bit of a sweet tooth, which is Skittles.
Yes.
So we got you one bag of Skittles for the 51st year.
Oh.
So we've got...
So 5 cans of Pringles and 1 bag of Skittles for my 51 years.
Unfortunately, my CVS is not very variety-wise in terms of Pringles. So we have 3 original flavors.
Yeah.
A sour cream and onion and cheddar cheese.
I can tell by the can.
You already know I love them.
No, I love Pringles. Oh, man, I will eat those up. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. And it's Skittles. That's what I eat at the movies when I go to the movies.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
For a second, I was like, why did you? I thought Pringles.
No. Skittles I eat at the movies. That's what I enjoy during a motion picture. Thank you. That was nice.
You're very welcome. All right. This is first up from Vic.
Vic.
None of us wrapped, as you can tell. We're just all wrapped in tissue paper.
This is cool. Oh, look at that.
Dan told me how much you talk about Dexter Fowler.
I appreciate that. This is a Cubs t-shirt, a Fowler t-shirt. And Fowler, who's on the DL, but made the All-Star game. That's nice, Vic. Thanks, man.
Okay, cheers,
As I'm wearing my Terrio shirt.
I heard that.
It was one of those things where it's like, there's so much kismet going on tonight, including with Esmeralda's gift that we didn't even plan on. But on the right hand, not only was Nick DiGilio wearing a t-shirt jersey for Ryan Terrio, but you mentioned, like, again, every conversation Nick and I have in the car, he always mentions Dexter Fowler. So, and sure enough, on the ride home, he's like, and Dexter Fowler made the All-Star team.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have made it. He would have made it even if he was playing. That's how great Dexter Fowler.
I love Dexter Fowler. I'm not kidding. He's my favorite Cub right now, and I want him to get back on the field. So, all right. Thank you, Vic.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, buddy. All right. What is
That's
this?
That's mine.
All right. She wrapped.
Not really.
Well, it's a
it's
bag.
In a bag.
It's the Weird Al Yankovic doll.
Yeah,
action figure. He's a figure.
Yeah.
But he's got two heads. He's got the old 80s.
80s head.
80s head with the glasses and the mustache, and then the long-haired, no-mustache, now head. And it says, injected with polka power.
Yeah, so you know.
And there's also a hand that you can take off so we can have a microphone.
Yes.
So this is great. It's fantastic.
It was between something silly or something cool, and I decided to be cool and give you the cool thing.
Well, this is also silly, though.
It's silly, but no,
it's cool.
Trust me,
no,
the silly was
What was the silly?
Right.
Was
I'm not telling you. No,
because the silly might come back later.
Yeah,
eventually.
Yeah, I'm keeping it. Keeping it in my back pocket.
Uh-oh.
Something's going down.
There's a National Weather Service thing happening right now.
So we'll let Vic gather.
Vic is in the newsroom right now. Okay.
So while we're waiting for that, here is my gift.
All right. This is very kind of you guys. No, what is this? Are you kidding me? That's the great... Where did you get this, Dan?
Because I'm a 40-year-old woman. I found it on Etsy.
You were just browsing, too, weren't you?
I pinned it a long time ago.
All right, let me explain what this is. This is the greatest T-shirt ever. This is a T-shirt. Do you see it, Esmeralda?
No.
It's the War Boys T-shirt on tour with the Doof Warrior.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's the Doof Warrior... on his vehicle with his guitar, flame shooting out of the end of it. It's the War Boys, and it's their tour stops are listed here on the 2015 tour, because they go to the Citadel, they go to Gastown, they go to the Great White, they go to the Canyon, the Green Place, Bullet Farm, Plains of Silence, and the Wasteland.
That's amazing.
I live, I die, I live again. It's the tour to Valhalla. This is the greatest T-shirt
that
of all
so
time.
Awesome.
I needed three cool, you know, shirts to wear at Flashback
there
to be
go.
A fanboy.
Oh, well.
To be a fanboy. So I've got a Would You Like to Live Deliciously black Philip shirt.
Yes.
I've got, because it's Scream Reunion, I've got the ghost face with the rules of not things to not do in a horror movie.
Right.
And now I've got War Boys tour. That's great. Thank you, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to have to throw all this in. What do we got? One big bag?
You got to save the tissue paper.
Oh, I do.
For next time.
Yeah, that's the beauty of tissue paper.
So you wrap other things
in tissue paper. Poiper. Tissue poiper. Poiper. Okay. Well, thank you, guys.
You're
that was really nice.
We are going to open one of these Pringles because I've been staring at them.
No, go ahead. Eat, man.
Hours.
Eat. I don't know if you saw that I had some Pringles already.
We noticed.
This morning. But I have you got one of the cans of Pringles is the flavor that I have here.
Cheddar flavor?
No, the other one.
The sour cream?
Yes. Yes.
That are on the box or jumping off a diving board
into sour cream.
Into sour cream.
Yeah.
Well, and then the original Pringles, I like. Well, okay, it's a spotlight, but it could also be God shining its light
shining
on
down
Pringle.
On the Pringle itself.
Right.
That was actually how the Pringles guy thought of Pringles. It was exactly that moment.
That idea came to him from the
right.
heavens.
Or it kind of looks like the Pringles guy is God.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah,
that's
Pringle.
Right. I sometimes think the Pringles guy is God. Did we ever find out where that line came from? That remember I said that there was a show or a movie where somebody said you look like the guy from the Pringles can.
I couldn't find it online.
I can't.
Oh, no idea.
I can't remember, but it came up at some point. Okay, that was good, guys. Thank you. Pringles being eaten.
And apparently, you don't just eat them. I don't know what else you're doing with them.
No, you can dive with them into sour cream. So thank you guys very much. That was really nice of you. You didn't have to do it. Thank you. All right. Well, the birthday stuff, it's July 6th. So here are some of the people that were born on this day. Kevin Hart was born on July 6th, 37 years ago. He turned 37 today, Kevin Hart. There are a couple of YouTube stars that I don't know. If I name some of these YouTube stars, would the younger people know?
Maybe.
Do you know who Lauren Elizabeth is?
No.
How about Date Dignola?
No.
Okay.
By the way, Pringles aren't half bad.
No, they're good. Pringles are good, man.
I haven't had them in a very long time.
They're good. I'm telling you, they're very good. I'm telling you. You could destroy a can of Pringles in one sitting. All right. How about 50 Cent? I share a birthday with 50 Cent, 41.
Oh, look at that. Very nice.
Now, this is the one that I always go to. Stallone's birthday today. So I share a birthday with Sylvester Stallone, 70. George W. Bush, 70. I'll just go past that one. Tia and Tamara Mowry. Now, they're the twins on the Sister-Sister?
Yes.
Yeah, they're 38. Oh, my God, they're 38 today.
Oh, wow.
They're
older than me.
38. Now, how about this one? This is another recent discovery for me. Eva Green, 36 today.
And she's French, right?
British.
Oh.
She's on Penny Dreadful.
I thought she was French.
Oh, I thought she was British. I don't know.
No, she probably is. Oh, no, French.
She's French?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Everything she does is with a British accent, though.
Well,
so,
know.
All right.
She has talent.
She does. She's extraordinary. And she's a fine-looking woman, and I'll tell you something, enjoys taking her clothes off in front of the camera. She really does, and therefore, I'm grateful. So I didn't know that I shared a birthday with Eva Green. I think that's cool. Nancy Reagan. I knew that one for a long time, Nancy Reagan. How about this is a cool one? This is one of my favorites of all the celebrities that I share a birthday with. This is way high on the list of coolness. Frida Kahlo.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. I like that one. Let's see. I'm skipping a couple because I don't know who they are. TV actress Millie Rosso. She's 22. I don't know who that is. The Dalai Lama, 81. So, and there's more. I got a few more, and then we got some other things that happened here on the 6th. And then we're going to talk about some classic commercials as well. That's all coming up. Yeah, this is Wild Card Wednesday, everybody. We got to jump into traffic, though. Esmeralda, you got an update?
Yeah, real quick, that inbound Kennedy Jackknife semi at Addison. Crews are now blocking all lanes right now while they remove that semi-truck off the road. So it's inbound Kennedy at Addison. All lanes are down while crews remove a Jackknife semi-truck.
Oof. That's not good.
Hopefully it won't be that long. But okay. Yeah, right now, all lanes down.
Okay, thank you. Thanks very much. Hey, we're back. It's Wild Card Wednesday. Stephen Kenosha requested Tiptoed Through the Tulips. He requested it because it's weird and wacky and wild, and that's why he loves our show. It's weird and wacky and wild and weird. All right.
That's not bad company.
No, it's fine. Tiny Tim, man. You guys are too young to remember how big Tiny Tim was. Well, that's going to be on Straight Out of Contact. Yeah, thanks a lot. Tiny Tim was huge in the 60s and the 70s, early 70s. I don't know if you guys remember, but there was a classic Tonight Show episode that had, like, the highest ratings when Tiny Tim got married on the Tonight Show. It was pretty ridiculous. So, all right, here are some more people that were born on July 6th, like myself. If you were born on July 6th, happy birthday. You're in weird company with me, but, yeah. All right, let's see. If I were to tell you if Taylor Miner was a Vine star, do you know Taylor Miner?
I don't know any of those Vine stars.
Lena Sayed, 24, is an Instagram star.
Oh, God. No.
You sound more disgusted than I do, and I'm the one who's in his 50s.
I get the YouTube, but I don't get the Vine or the Instagram. Instagram is just pictures for the most part.
It is, yeah. And Vine is just like a little, what is it, like 8 seconds long or something?
Right, they're like really short.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess, but if they repeat funny, you know, like if they actually are funny when you watch them over and over again. Like, I love cat vines, but you don't see me.
Right, but you see those cats as celebrities.
That's right. Those cats were born on July 6th.
I would just think, you know, you wouldn't be a Vine star. You would move on.
Yeah.
And then that's how you start, or you become a star.
You would think. Jeffrey Rush, actor, terrific actor, 65 years old today. Burt Ward, you we're talking Robin. Robin of Batman and Robin of Batman with Adam West, 71 today. Let's see, who else? I'm skipping some of the people that I don't know. Della Reese, 85. Della Reese, classic singer. Let's see, some others. Sebastian Cabot, Esmeralda, your favorite from Family Affair.
The butler?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Sebastian Cabot, he passed away in 1977. God, he passed away that long ago. Merv Griffin. The great Merv Griffin, whose set Kramer had in his apartment for a while. Remember that episode, Esmeralda, where Kramer has the Merv Griffin show set in his apartment and acts like he's a talk show host?
I do not.
Oh, you haven't seen that one? It's so good.
I don't think so.
Oh, it's so good.
It does. Yeah, I don't.
They're walking at the beginning of the episode. He and Jerry are walking past a dumpster, and he goes, "Hey, I recognize that stuff." And it was all the chairs and all the set pieces from the Merv Griffin show. So he takes it out of the dumpster, brings it home, and builds the Merv Griffin show set in his living room.
I mean, that sounds pretty cool.
Oh, it's hysterical. It's hysterical. You've got to see it. It's really funny. And that's one of the, because, you know, like during the last like season and a half of Seinfeld, it wasn't nearly as strong as the earlier seasons. But that's one of the few really, really great later episodes. That was like the second to last season, and that's one of the few like terrific late episodes. Bill Haley. You know Bill Haley?
And the Comets.
That's right. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. That's exactly how it sounds, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pat Paulson. You don't remember Pat Paulson. Pat Paulson was a comedian who got his start on like Laugh-In and the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour in the 60s, and he ran for president every time there was an election. Pat Paulson ran for president.
He wasn't giving up.
And if you look, he's really funny. He's like the definition. Pat Paulson's the definition of deadpan. Like if you look at this guy, just looking at him is hysterical. And like I'm sure if you Google Pat Paulson, you'll be able to find some of his bumper stickers or his buttons when he would run for president. It all started out as a joke on the Smothers Brothers Hour, but then like people started going, yeah, I like Pat Paulson. I think he actually got votes every once in a while. This is one that I absolutely love. Janet Leigh. Janet Leigh, who is one of my favorite people, who gave birth to the teenage lust for me that was Jamie Lee Curtis and still is. The great Ned Beatty. Ned Beatty. I share a birthday with Ned Beatty. I always forget about that. And Fred Dreyer, who was on Hunter. He also played football. And then I'm going to close with this one. Wait a second. I got two here that I have to go to. Dan. Tay Zonde.
Oh, yeah.
The singer of Chocolate Rain. You remember that internet? He was an internet sensation, wasn't he?
That one was good.
Chocolate Rain.
Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate rain. The school books say it can't be here again. Chocolate rain. The prisons make you wonder where it went. Chocolate
yeah.
rain.
That's pretty brilliant right there.
Yeah, I think he was the original... Rain. Original, like, YouTube.
Right.
Meme star kind of thing.
Right. I got to hurry up home and watch Gilmore Girls, because that's pretty 2005 right there. I got to go. I have to go change my top 8 on my MySpace page. So, remember that jerk who was on MySpace, who was looking over his shoulder, and he was always in your top? He was
Tom?
Like,
Tom.
Tom.
Tom yeah. was your first friend. Stop hating on Tom.
What was yeah. What's Tom up to now? Where's Tom? He's on Facebook, I would imagine.
He's all rich because he sold MySpace.
He's hanging
for
out
who
with
knows.
JT.
Yeah.
Was he portrayed in The Social Network?
No, JT like bought into MySpace.
Like the real JT?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah, he's like a partner.
Oh. I thought you were just saying because JT played Napster Dude in the movie. That's one of those things where that... The guy, the Napster guy. What the hell was his name? Sean Lewis? No, Sean something. Anyway, that guy should send a damn thank you note to David Fincher and say, "Thank you for casting Justin Timberlake as me."
Sean Parker.
Sean Parker. You know what I mean? He doesn't look anything like Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake is a beautiful, beautiful man. I would have been like thrilled. Wow, Justin Timberlake is playing me in a movie? And then finally, I have to mention John Keeble. You should all know John Keeble. Do you not know John Keeble?
Who's John Keeble?
The drummer for Spandau Ballet. So there you go.
Well, excuse me.
You can't forget John Keeble. All right, a few more things happened on July 6th, and we'll go through a little bit of that. 312-981-7200. It's Jasmine. Hi, Jasmine.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I had a little suggestion for you for all those Pringles besides eating them.
Yeah.
If you go on YouTube, you can find videos of people that makes they can make circles out of Pringles. Like, they stack them on top of each other, and it's like a pile of Pringles in the shape of a circle.
Yeah, you know what? I think I've seen some of that. You could do all kinds of crazy things with Pringles because they stack like that. And that's naturally how potatoes are.
Would you try that?
Sure. I got enough Pringles here for the next couple of months.
You mean for the next week?
No, it's true. I'm not going to lie. They'll be gone. I'm not kidding. They're going to be gone by Sunday. They'll be gone.
Are you gonna party the day away?
If party, you mean watch the Tonight Show and then go to bed around noon? Yeah.
That's, you don't go out anywhere?
No, I don't, Jasmine. I don't. I haven't gone out anywhere in any kind of capacity since June 11, 2015. So, oh my God, I'm late for the news, Jasmine.
Have a good birthday.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. I love Jasmine. All right, we'll be right back.
Oh, it feels a piston scraping, steam breaking on his brow.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate this. 205 area code requested one of my all-time favorites, Jethro Tull, baby. We can't have a day that goes by without talking about the greatness of Tull. That's Locomotive Breath by Tull. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to request more for the Wild Card Wednesday. It also happens to be my birthday, and I want to thank everybody here on the show for getting me such lovely gifts and having such really nice, cool stuff here. And I also would like to thank Bob Ferguson, our great engineer, Bob Ferguson, who came in to, you know, shake my hand and wish me a happy birthday. And he said, just for this morning, he cranked the transmitter to 51,000 watts just in honor of my 51st birthday. And he said, hopefully we'll reach more. We could reach a few more listeners because we're on 51,000. So. All right. A couple more quick things that happened and that are noted for happening and being a part of July 6th, which is today. And then we're going to talk about classic Chicago TV commercials. It's the 75th anniversary of TV advertising. It's also the 75th anniversary of game shows, which I believe is one of the reasons why ABC is putting all the game shows back in primetime and stuff. But we're going to talk about some of the classic commercials. So we've got many here that we will get to. Okay. So 312-981-7200 if you want to jump in on that. Here are a couple of quick things that happened on July 6th. On July 6th, 2016, okay, that's today, it's Candid Microphone Day. A hidden microphone eavesdropped on unsuspecting people for the first time on this night as Candid Microphone hit the airwaves in 1947. Alan Funt was the host of the ABC radio show. It was a forerunner for the TV show Candid Camera. You think Carl's got some of those? That would be awesome if Carl had some. Carl Amare, if you listen to WGN Radio Theater here on the weekends, 11 to 2 on Saturday and Sunday, maybe he's got some Candid Microphone. Maybe the very first one, July 6, 1947. How about this? In 1905, July 6 was the first exchange of criminal fingerprints between Europe and America. Oh! Law enforcement units in London and St. Louis, Missouri, completed the exchange of John Walker's fingerprints. Okay. Here's a big one. The Lights of New York, the first full-length talking motion picture, because the jazz singer was half-talky, half-silent, 6,000 feet of film, The Lights of New York, told the gangster tale and introduced the phrase, take him for a ride, in 1928. 1932, U.S. postage rates went from 2 cents to 3 cents. For first-class mail. 3 cents! That's outrageous! In 1933, on July 6, baseball's very first All-Star game was played at Comiskey Park in Chicago. The American League won by a score of 4-2 as Babe Ruth connected for the first home run in All-Star history. Wow, all right. You ready for some of the top songs, Esmeralda, on this date in the past?
What is it?
July 6th. See, 1947, Peg of My Heart by the Harmonicats.
Okay.
1955, how about this? On the Man's Birthday, it was the number one song in the country, Rock Around the Clock. On Bill Haley's birthday, it was the number one song. How about that? In 1971, It's Too Late / I Feel the Earth Move by Carole King. was your number one song. In 1979, 1979, God, I love this song, Ring My Bell by Anita Ward.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great song. And then in 1987, I Want to Dance with Somebody Who Loves Me by Whitney Houston. That was the number one song. So a few things that happened on July 6th. And again, if you were born on July 6th, happy birthday to you as well.